right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. Oh, we have fun, don't we?
We really do.
Oh, Jesse, how the hell are you?
Oh, my God. I'm great. Tickets went on sale today. We're recording on Wednesday for our live show, which is thrilling.
Which is thrilling. And Jesse, do you know what today is? And I didn't realize it, but somebody posted in Stuck in the Middle on Facebook.
I know.
Today's National Middle Child Day.
The fact that no PR person, I had no idea. This has to be new.
I mean, did you get sent flowers? I didn't get anything.
I didn't get flowers. I didn't get candy. I didn't get a happy middle child day.
Not an edible arrangement. Nothing.
Not an edible. I mean, nothing.
Literally nothing.
Not a thing.
I mean, it looks like my boyfriend forgot again.
Ugh. Your boyfriend is really dropping the ball.
He's so forgetful.
He cannot.
But he's so busy being a...
Right.
Doctor in the FBI.
It's so hard to juggle both Secret Service and the rules of
doctor. And he's deep undercover. You know, he hasn't talked to me in two and a half years?
Well, to keep you safe, which is huge. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what love is. So,
I mean, it's got to be hard on him.
I can't imagine what it's like for him. I really can't.
Yeah. How's your boyfriend?
He is sleeping. He's good, though. Passed
he's
out.
Tired.
He's so tired.
When, he's a firefighter, right?
He fights fire, absolutely.
Overnight shifts.
Yeah, and he works the night shift, which is, I mean, you know the most fires happen at night?
Do they?
I think so.
That's ironic. Thing is, your house ironically burned down during the day.
It did. It is ironic. You know, he, God, he's so funny and just so kind and strong.
And
Chris.
Hot.
And hot, Chris.
Those tattoos.
The tats are really good.
I like those.
I like those, military man. Ooh, yeah. Oh, interesting. Luckily, I didn't know him then because I don't see myself as a military wife. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see, I knew him back when I was in, my boyfriend and Tim were in the 5th platoon together.
Oh my God, I forgot that. I actually blanked on that completely. That's,
yeah,
wow.
Saving Private Ryan. I mean,
hello. And hello. When you have, you know, some guys, if you have platoon friends, you have friends for life, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they come by all the time for 4th of July barbecues.
Yeah, they're there all the time, and every time they celebrate the 4th of July, which I think is both adorable and patriotic.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I mean, hot dogs whenever you want them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know I love a hot dog.
I do. Do you like a hot dog?
I love a hot dog.
What do you put on your hot dog?
Relish, sometimes ketchup.
I like that.
Honestly, though, sometimes I go nude.
Don't. Wow.
I do. I like a nude hot dog. Plain.
Wow, because I'm going to tell you something about me, and I don't think it'll surprise you, but I will say it. I will sometimes do sauerkraut and mustard. That's who I am as a human.
Wow, sauerkraut.
I said it, and mustard.
Now that is something.
It sort of almost makes me seem like I could hang with the boys. You know what I'm saying? Like sauerkraut and mustard. It's like, oh, she's a guy's girl.
I'm a chill girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I ate these at the baseball courts.
Exactly. Mm. What a game that was, too, with that last hit. Oh,
I mean, it was a great game.
What a game that was for all players.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad that we're living our imaginary lives to the best of our abilities.
Me too. It feels good. But you're in New York now.
I am. I am in New York.
And how's that going?
Well, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I came back. I kind of miss being home.
Oh, that's nice.
It's not, it's just, you know, it's weird being here.
Yeah.
There's an alarming number of people on the subway without masks on.
Don't say that.
There is.
No way. In New York?
I mean, the subways are pretty empty, but I mean, I've yet to get on the subway and not seen a few people without masks.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm like, what is this?
I almost don't know.
Have we not seen the news?
Have you been living under a rock, sir? Or do you know about the pandemic?
Do you think I'm wearing the mask because I enjoy it?
For fashion?
I have very luscious lips. I love to show off my lower face.
I really normally suggest that my mouth shows just for all, you know, whenever I make a facial, it's all in the mouth. So that's psychotic. I don't good. Like that.
So Jesse, I think, what are you, let's play a game.
I love that.
Okay, guys, let's play.
I love that for you.
All right, Jesse, what are you loving?
Chris, I'm going to tell you something I'm loving, and I honestly think it could break the internet.
Okay.
Okay, I don't think I'm the only one that did not even know about this. Okay, so the other day, I wake up in a mood. I'm talking, I was like out for blood. Okay.
At least you didn't wake up in the grocery store.
Right? I didn't come to in the grocery store again. I woke up and I was just like out for blood. I was angry. I was like pissy. I knew I was pissy. I just didn't know why I was pissy. And my sister surprised me and came over and I was like, well, that's exciting. So she was like, how are you? And I was like, I'm going to let you know right now. I'm pissy. I can't get any work done. I'm angry about that. And here's, you know, a little TMI. I haven't shit in days. Okay. And I said, this is just who I am right now. And that's fine. She said, Jesse, I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to really listen before you answer. I said, I always listen. What's the question? She said, have you been drinking water? And I said,
she never does.
I say, interesting. Famously, I actually did, some would say, pass out in a supermarket last week from giving blood.
I do wonder, maybe that is from not drinking water.
And okay, so then she goes, yeah, Jesse, and she might have even said it that way, almost split up, Jesse, you're dehydrated. I said, what does that even mean? I do drink, I think, sometimes, and sometimes I have a soda, sometimes I have a this, I always have coffee and sometimes two cups. And she goes, Jesse, I mean this in the nicest way.
Wait, you cited coffee as a, you thought you were hydrating?
Well, I know it dehydrates you, but I do religiously drink it. So I wake up and immediately dehydrate myself, and I'm already starting at a deficit because I haven't bounced back very well from the old supermarket incident. And my sister said, Jesse, you've got to drink water. And I have this water bottle right here, Chris. I want you to see it. Okay, this. She said, I got to be having 5 or 6 of these a day. Okay. I want to let you know it's 2:30 right now, and this is my 5th bottle.
And how are you feeling?
Chris, people have to hydrate. People have to hydrate. I feel better.
Don't you feel light years better?
I'm angry, you know, at myself because I said, Jesse, maybe you should have been drinking all along, you know, but the other part of me says, no, you had to learn this way. You had to learn this way. But yeah, it turns out my body needs water and does better with water.
I mean, Jesse, I love that.
Yeah.
And obviously that's it because drinking water, I don't think really is an I love that for you situation.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. You know? And I thought it was. And so for that, I say we can all, you know, have a glass of water on me and for me today. Okay, you go somewhere special and you say water on the house. What make rounds on water?
A round of water.
Rounds of water on me, okay? That's what you say. You go into the bar, you say that. Let me tell you something. Not only will people think you're funny, they'll be like, I should drink water.
That is funny.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Thank you for that. What are you loving, Chris?
What am I loving? You know what I'm loving? I've been really focused on skincare routines.
Okay. Talk to me.
Okay. I've been doing different, hyaluronic drops. Okay. I've been doing moisturizers, 2 different kinds. I've been doing night creams.
I've been
doing under eye creams. I've been doing face masks.
No.
Okay. I said, you know what? I am going to start getting into the skincare game now.
Now.
before it's too late.
Good idea.
You know, and do I want Botox? Yes, I do want just one little shot of Botox in my forehead. I'm not going to get it because I can't afford it and I can't afford to keep getting
it. That's the thing. It's the maintenance.
But there is a bit of a crease here. And when I do my makeup, it really affects it. So I do want to just a little boop, boop right in the forehead.
I hear
it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold off. So yeah, I'm really living for skincare right
now. Skincare. And is there a particular thing in the skincare that we should be jumping in on?
I'm trying a few different products. But I'm really focusing on using appropriate like under eye cream for my under eyes, you know?
That's smart.
Night cream at night. Reading the directions when it says like seal in the moisture with this product. Am I being ripped off? I'm sure 150% that I am. But I'll tell you something. My skin looks good.
See? Oh, wow. Okay. So I love that. And right. I love that. And that's it. But I am afraid that a part of me thinks for you because I have just ditched what I'm going to ask you something. What skincare am I doing? I'm literally not. At night, the only thing I do is put on this very highly controlled substance on all my pimples coming in. And I say, bitch, back out, bitch. And then normally they back out or they come to the surface and we have a fight. But the point is, that's my main concern. And I've forgotten about that. I have a face.
Yeah, I mean, I also forgot I had a face for a long time, but I feel like I'm like, listen, I've also been obsessed with my teeth and like flossing and sorry, somebody was just rudely calling me.
Ew.
I know, right?
Ugh.
I'm trying to have a conversation.
It's disgusting. People are disgusting.
People are disgusting.
Like repulsive.
I mean, okay, so I have been flossing.
Okay.
Because listen, you know I had some bad teeth problems. And so when I got that tooth pulled and then I had to go in for a two-part cleaning, oof. Right? So she told me, she was like, listen, it's going to hurt probably worse than getting a cavity filled because you don't get Novocaine or anything.
Oh God.
And it's like a deep scraping, they call it. Oy. So like anything in under the gums and stuff.
No.
And she gave me like a little laughing gas, but it really didn't help. It hurt so fucking much. And she did half my mouth. It took an hour and then I had to go back a week later and get the other half done. But after she did it, she was like, okay, look at the difference in the color of your gums. And like she had a picture from before and she gave me like a motor toothbrush, like one of the fancy ones.
Wow.
And so I've been really on my game. And honestly, my teeth have never looked better. I don't bleed out when I'm brushing anymore.
Oh my God.
It's been a good quarantine for my teeth and my face.
I'm so thrilled for you and cannot relate to this self-care that you're doing. Like, I love that. I do. It's one thing at a time with me, and I don't even know what the thing I'm focusing on is right now, other than actually, I have been trying to eat very healthy, and I have been trying to work out every day, and I have now been trying to drink water. Those are, like, my three things right now.
I mean, those sound like good things.
They're good and they're good like for me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm focused on right now. But I will tell you something else I'm loving. And I think I had forgotten about this because what is fashion? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is fashion? And I think that when anyone thinks of me, including you, Chris, you think of...
like art teacher.
Yes. Okay, good. But like, I think jewelry. I think I'm like a kooky jewelry wearer. Do you know what I mean? And somewhere along the mask line, I said, I can't wear earrings anymore. I can't wear my jewelry. And then I woke up and I said, A, I need to buy sandals. And I was walking around and I said, I need to get back in that earring game and I need to come back strong. And let me show you these that I got, which if you know me, you know I love beads, okay? Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's right.
Those are gorgeous. They are. Okay, we're looking at some beautiful yellow beaded earrings.
Yep. They are stunning. They're huge. Also, I have dark hair, as we know, because I'm literally Snow White. And these really pop on the dark hair. You know what I'm saying?
They do pop. They do. It's a nice yellow.
They are beautiful. They pop. And I said, guess what, Jesse? You're not out of this earring game. If anything, you bring it back full force. And I bought a ring for myself.
Mm.
It says be fierce, which I love.
Listen, be fierce.
I have to be. The thing is, I literally have to be.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank
Jewelry,
you.
Jewelry, I'm here for it.
Right?
Yeah, I'm very into that.
And look at your nails.
Oh, thank you. They're very yellow. They would be good on you.
They would. I've been thinking about getting my nails done. I hate my nails right now.
I love having my nails done. It just makes me feel different, you know?
Did you feel safe getting them done?
Yeah, but I got them done like upstate.
Okay.
But they had like, you know, plastic, like they hung plastic in between you and the person and the whole, you know.
Oh, wow.
9 yards. So it was fine.
Okay, good.
What else am I loving right now?
What is it?
I'm loving this show on Netflix called World's Most Wanted.
Oh.
Okay. And, you know, she loves a criminal
Who
story.
Who doesn't? Oh, yeah.
And so I'm loving, this is like world's, each episode is a different person that's evaded the authorities their entire life with political help a lot.
Mm.
You know, like Russian, like the head of the Russian mafia, for example.
Wow.
Like an ISIS member is an episode, you know, all kinds of things. And I'm loving that. See, I know I could get away with murder if I had to. That's something I've always...
I think you definitely could.
People would be surprised by how much I know about... crime.
What do you know about crime? Let's hear.
I mean, listen, ask me a question and I'll tell you how would you
murder someone and hide it?
Well, I can't talk about that on air. Well, this is the thing. It has to be someone you don't know, okay?
Oh, it has to be someone you don't know. Well, then why would I murder someone I don't know?
Well, see, that's the issue. Could I get away with killing someone I know? It would be much more difficult.
Okay, what if, okay, it would be more...
What would I use, you ask? Ice block. I would bash them over the head with an ice block. Then you throw it into a river. Literally, it goes away.
Oh my God, that is smart.
Right? That's genius.
Yeah, that's genius.
Basically, as long as you can get rid of the murder weapon and the body, it's going to be very hard to make a case.
Wait, what are you doing with the body?
Well, I don't want to talk about it too in depth, but it does involve chopping it up.
Okay.
A little here, a little there.
Okay. Sprinkle it everywhere.
Sprinkle it. I get a boat, maybe. Well, this is what I do. Are you ready?
Now I'm ready.
I have two boats.
Oh, okay, great.
So I'm on one boat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm dragging and I'm pulling another boat.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And so I have the body on the boat. Perhaps. It's wrapped in a tarp that's also filled with rocks.
Okay.
Okay. I throw the body into the ocean.
Smart.
You're not finding a body in the middle of the ocean.
Good luck.
Okay. That sinks. But, and now the boat, I'm like, I could get, you know, who knows what DNA they find on the boat. So I torch it.
Smart.
It burns and sinks.
Wait, why don't we just burn the guy in the boat that's burning?
Because I need to know. Who knows? What if the fire goes out?
Oh, okay. What if the fire goes out? I didn't
think
about
that. What if it doesn't sink?
Yeah, that's a great... Because here's my thing. Ready? My first thing is the murder weapon. I hear you on that. Now, what happens if I killed this man with a knife? Can I just keep the knife and hide it in
No.
No.
Can you keep the knife and hide it?
in my home. Why am I a suspect? Yeah. Why are they coming in my home?
Who knows why you're a suspect, but the second that you are, they find the knife. No, the murder, you have to get rid of the murder
forget
weapon.
I said that. Forget I said that. Okay, forget I said that part. But let me throw. I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to shoot the person I'm killing, and hear me out. I'm going also to the ocean, but I'm giving him to the sharks, and I'm just letting them bon appetit, you know, spread him around. You can't find DNA on that. And then the gun, you say? The gun I might put in a turkey and see if a shark will eat that.
That honestly is a good idea.
Thank you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think the sharks rely, you're relying a little too heavily on sharks theory. Mm. Who knows, you know?
Who does know?
But sharks really have been, do you know that I saw two bald eagles on my way to the city?
That's psychotic and crazy. And I didn't know that.
That's three bald eagles I've seen this summer.
What a summer you've had.
The animals are coming back.
They are coming. You know why sharks are on my mind? Because I just saw the movie. I've seen it before, but I watched it again. Soul Surfer, where famously this, I don't know the facts, but the surfer, her arm was ripped off by a shark.
Yeah. And then she went back in.
And then she went back to surfing. And, you know, the scene where the shark gets her is quick, but at the same time it did make me very upset, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, well, I'm terrified of sharks.
I'm also terrified of sharks. I am terrified of sharks. Ask me if I think I taste good. I know it. Okay.
Here's my thing with surfers and being hailed as heroes for going back in the water after a shark attack. I don't really get it.
Okay.
Why is it heroic to do that? Who are we saving by them surfing?
Right.
This isn't like a, you know, a police officer or someone in the military that's been wounded and then goes back into duty.
Right.
That is a hero.
That is a hero.
A surfer, I just don't understand why we're all like, yes, wow, a modern day hero. She got attacked by a shark, and now she's still not as scared of getting attacked by sharks.
Right. I think I could be wrong, but I think it has to do with the fact that, you know, that let's pretend that I had woken up in Safeway after I passed out, and all of a sudden my leg is, or my arm is gone. A part of me, and probably the biggest part of me, would go, well, you can just hang up my name and call it a day, because this is just the start of a domino effect of me giving up. And I think it's the idea of, like, people just sort of, she had such a positive outlook, this girl.
See, when you put it like that,
you know, I get a paper cut. I'm like, I can't work today. Like, but she, like, I don't know. She just saw the positive and, like, still wanted to do. I just saw it as, like, okay, people can just have good outlooks on life, maybe.
See, when you put it like that,
yeah,
I see your point.
Thank you.
Yeah, that does make sense, actually.
And everyone should watch Soul Surfer. It's a pretty fun movie.
Yeah. Okay, I take back what I said. I get it.
Yeah, it's a good, you know, have I ever surfed, you ask? Never, not one time. It hasn't interested me, and I'm positive I have bad balance, so.
Oh, I don't think I could stand on a surfboard if I was offered $100 million. Yeah.
And you have to, like, the idea when they're like, and then you jump up, I'm like, okay. And is there, like, my knees? Like, how do I do that sort
what
of?
What do I grab onto?
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, and for us older generation, is there sort of a ramp or, like, a handle I could put on my surfboard?
Give me a surfboard with handles.
And I'm off and running.
And maybe I would try it.
Yeah, maybe I'd get up.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Are you loving anything else, or should we move on?
Gosh, is there anything else I'm loving? Did you go, though? I said jewelry, and then
I said the show.
That's right, the
about
show.
About murder.
Yep, that's what it was. Is there anything else I'm loving? I'll say what I, you know what? I will say this. So the other day, clearly after watching Soul Surfer, I said, Jesse, can you get out there and maybe make something happen for yourself? And by that, I just mean do something. So, you know, I said, what if that meant, I don't know if this is correct, but I did a little retail therapy and I said, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go into these stores and I'm going to see what's up. And not only was every store owner so happy when they see you, they are thrilled to see you. Sales are pretty great out there. I got, you know, I don't have, I mean, see, here's the thing about my summer fashion. Normally summer I'm in hiding, you know, I hibernate, and I, you know, wear all black. And then when it's winter and I can wear sweaters, it's like, let's go. It's go time. Summer I have no clothes. So I said, what if you had summer clothes that you could wear like other humans? And I did that. I bought dresses and I bought shirts. Didn't try on shorts or pants because I don't want to go down that path.
I mean, I love that, going out, getting your
fix.
Your fix.
My fashion fix.
I like to just walk around Walmart.
That's so fun.
I mean, I love doing that, honestly.
Yeah.
I'll walk around, smell some candles, see what's new in fabrics.
Ooh.
Buy a box of veggie sticks and call it a day.
Veggie sticks.
Well, you know, like the chip ones, not veggie sticks. Those veggie straws.
Straws. I guess those are called. Very good.
I love them.
Oof.
Divine.
You know what I had last night for dinner?
What?
Meatloaf.
See, I'm not a meatloaf person.
I don't know who made this a part of who I am, but meatloaf is literally the way to my heart. I love meatloaf so much. And I just think when I see a pound of meat that also has like a ketchup base, I just know somebody somewhere loves me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying. And I understand the
sentiment
behind meatloaf. Mm-hmm. But I just can't get myself into it.
What's your like
lasagna?
Your lasagna. Oh, wow.
Lasagna is my like, okay.
You feel good. You feel loved. You feel like.
Like if I don't go home for months and then I come home, my mom's like, I made lasagna.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. And I do love a good lasagna.
Oh, yeah. Because I like that meat layer. You see, that's a me thing. I'm like, ooh, where's that meat layer?
Well, many, there's got to be. I make a delicious. I'll make you a lasagna one of these days.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay, it's loaded with cheese. I mean, you will be feeling terrible for weeks,
but it is worth it. Yes, but I'll be excited.
I'm like allergic. Oh, God, I could really go for a fucking slice of lasagna right now.
Ooh, that would be good.
Mm. But it has to be homemade. I don't like getting lasagna out at places. Too saucy.
Oh, interesting. I guess, honestly, meatloaf and lasagna are two things I normally would not order at a restaurant because it's like, why would I order that? That has to be made with love. And I don't know the chef.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
Yeah.
Oy. All right, Jesse. Should we move on?
Let's move it along.
Should we do a musical episode?
Abso-frickin-lutely.
All right, guys. It's time for... All right, Jesse, do you want to start or should I start?
Wow, you decide.
You start. I started last week, I think.
It is true. Okay. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Let me figure out where I'm traveling to. You know what I mean?
And I think musical. Okay, guys, so it's going to be a musical episode, but the rules are loose. So we can make up songs.
Yeah.
Or we can use already written songs.
I love that. That's okay. We need that rule. I like that. Okay. Picture this. A woman sits behind a spinning wheel of pottery. Okay.
Okay.
A wheel spinner. Okay. And it opens that way. And there's a lot of wheel spinners sitting there. Okay. A lot of people.
Okay. It's a class.
It's a class. It's a class. It's a lot like a class, okay?
It's a pottery class.
It's a pottery class. Thank you for knowing. And the teacher says, let's keep spinning. Let's keep it spinning, okay? And all of a sudden, spotlight center stage on a girl who's got dark hair and eyes of, you know, innocence. And she looks like she's had meatloaf a few times, if you know what I mean. Mm. Strong bone structure.
Strong
and she
family.
Says, I keep spinning. I keep spinning and spinning and nothing's happening for me. Okay?
And- like a top. I just go flop. I'm like a top on a day that isn't Hanukkah. I just keep spinning and spinning and nobody needs me.
Yes. And then everyone joins her to the side and they're like, it keeps spinning. It keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. And when will we be winning the spinning? We're spinning. Okay. So it's spinning, spinning, spinning. And we get the idea from everyone on stage and the choreography, which is simple, Chris, but also you get it. Because what we're learning is our protagonist there, whose name you ask is Blair, which I think is a
Blair. Yeah. I was going to say a similar name.
Yeah. Blair. And she, Chris, she has tried to find her thing. Okay. She's tried photography. She's
photography. There was a stage when I took pictures and then I went to the beach and I tried surfing and then I went to the lake and I tried fishing and then I went back to school to get my master's in teaching.
Yeah.
You know,
as you would. And we get that she has been trying. She hasn't found her thing, Chris. She hasn't found her thing. What is her thing? I don't even know. I'm going to say something. And this is what she says, too. She says, maybe I'm spinning because there is no balance on my top. And ultimately, I don't have a thing. Maybe I'm just a person with no talent and no thing.
Like a candle in the wind.
Like a lot like a candle in the wind. You can't get that wick. You can't get it lit. Not in the wind.
No, because she's spinning.
Good luck seeing, because it's going to be pitch dark.
Good luck lighting a candle whilst spinning.
Exactly. And the way the number ends is they go spinning and spinning. No one's winning. And it's spinning. And her little pot falls.
And smashes.
It falls and it smashes. And, you know, the teacher's very nice. She's like, oh, that's okay. But you can see in her eyes. When is it going to be my turn to shine? You know?
Oh, God. Ooh. Rita, the teacher.
Yeah.
What about Rita? What about Rita?
Ooh.
Just like my sister Drita.
Ah.
And that's when we find out she's from a big family and they're all success stories.
And they're all what?
Success stories.
Wow.
All of her siblings are very successful. And Rita
is the middle.
She's the middle. And
Blair's the middle.
Blair's the middle. Rita's the teacher.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, we can move on. I think Rita just has one song.
Okay, but it's a great song. And she's really like a very kooky art teacher, which we love. The accessories for Rita alone starts after the show gets wildly popular. People buy Rita's, you know, it's like a pot earring. You know what I mean? She's wearing lots of teacup necklaces. So it's
people wear it to the premiere of the film.
They do. It's really fun. Okay, great. So now Blair's on her way home. Without potless, okay, if you will, not a pot. And also she's out of weed. So it's the whole thing is a metaphor. And she's just, oh God, she's glum.
Who wouldn't be?
Who wouldn't be? She gets home and it's revealed to us, the audience, that she is living with her parents because of COVID. She actually moved out of the city where she was, some would say floundering and others would say trying to succeed. And, you know, with COVID, there's nothing going on. She said, I might as well live with mom and dad. But here I am, a 31-year-old woman, and I'm living with my parents. And every now and then I really go, I can't even find my thing. And now I'm a 31-year-old who lives with her parents. How did this happen to me?
She's treading water.
She is treading water. Luckily, she has her best friend in town who's her next door neighbor. Not only is there a tree between the houses that they can just climb through and meet in, okay? That's their childhood tree where they can meet in, just like that Disney Channel show. And
where the 31-year-olds spend time in a treehouse.
Yep. And her best friend's name is, they used to say Blair and Flair, because he's got a real flair for the dramatics and for, you know, just like fun sort of magic, even, if you will. So Flair and Blair meet in the treehouse, and she's like, Flair, I'm going to tell you something. Bad day. He's like, where's the pot you said you'd bring me? And she says, it literally shattered on the ground.
What? I already sold it on eBay.
Oh, God. Well, tell me how much I owe you, because I don't think I'm going to be able to remake it.
It's fine. And I... it's fine. What's another broken pot for Flair? I grew up in a small town sleeping on a cot.
Yeah.
My mom said I would be nothing, I would rot. So that's when I went and got a job at Dippin' Dots. And then we find
and then
out
we
the
go
whole.
Back to it's fine, it's fine. You know, we just keep going into verses, which is, we're both 30, 31, we've got no one to love, nothing to do, nowhere to see, nothing to go, who is
what's
what?
The plan,
what's the plan?
What's the plan? Should I join a clan? Maybe I could go out and play in the sand. And we're just constantly spinning.
And then as we're about to get upset, one of us will just sing, it's fine.
Yeah, that's a through line.
Yeah. So you and I are in this treehouse and we're talking. And I say, Flair, I know that we're in the middle of COVID, and I know that we're both living with our parents in our childhood homes. And I know that if I had, you know, talked to my 12-year-old self and said, this is where you're going to be at 31, I'd be really confused and disappointed. And what if we did something that we've never done before and we just take a huge risk? Because what do we have to lose?
What do we have to lose?
That's what I'm saying. What do we have to lose? So I say to you, Flair, you and I have always had, you know, a little inkling towards the dramatics. And when we were younger, we said we were witches. You remember that day?
I remember.
We said we were witches.
I was wearing the costume from Hocus Pocus.
Exactly.
And I was Sarah Jessica Parker, and you were the Kathy Najimy role.
Absolutely, 100%.
Because we both wanted to be Bette Midler, so we decided that neither of us would be Bette Midler.
And I said, if I'm going to fly on anything, it's going to be a vacuum. So we felt really good about that, you know? And so you and I look at each other and I say, what if we start doing magic? Ugh.
Twinkle dee, twinkle dee, hocus the pocus. Wingardium leviosa.
Hocus.
Hocus and pocus. Velvet and bird's eyes and mouse poop galore.
Yes.
These are the things you put on the floor. A hex on the witches that live at our school. No more dealing with bullies and fools.
Yes.
No more worrying about who is cool. Mm. These are the things we put on the floor.
Wow.
When the dog bites.
When the bee stings.
When I'm feeling sad.
I simply remember my favorite things.
And then I say, it's fine.
Yes. And that is a show-stopping number where we figure out that Blair and Flair are reinvigorating their old...
Rekindling their magician.
Their past magician-like act. And they're going to make this, you know, COVID thing disappear and their own dreams come true.
So we're coming up with a antivirus.
and magic show.
Okay.
Both, really.
Mm-hmm. Should I take over?
I think you should take over.
Okay, so we are coming up with a magic show.
Exactly.
And I say, who are we going to invite? And you say, a lot of people from our hometown actually are...
available, you know, not available. Doing a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And so I say, okay, we'll make a Facebook invite.
Smart.
What about inviting Chris Angel, Mind Freak? And you say, I don't think I like Chris Angel, Mind Freak. And I say, well, let's hold auditions for assistants.
Good idea.
And I say, let's get men to be our assistant. Okay.
I like that.
Instead of the other way around.
Absolutely.
Okay. And I say, I'll post on playbill.com.
Smart.
And we'll get people to come audition.
Smart.
So it's the morning of the audition.
Yeah.
There's magic in the air.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's the spell or if it's flair. Blair is running around like a chicken with her head cut off. I'm holding a chicken with his head cut off because I need it to do the magic trick. There's rubber chickens, you know.
Yes.
It's just, this is a funny number.
Very, very funny. Everybody knows it's funny.
Yeah, and we explain it so that they
and
know.
And it's almost a vaudeville number because at the chorus, it's, we're two chickens with our heads cut off.
Just two chickens with our heads cut off.
And it's out of body. And also just, it's such a spirited number.
There's dancing. Okay. And then we hear the creak of the door.
Oh.
And we look up and Jesse.
Yeah.
This man walks in.
Okay.
He's got to be. I mean, if I had to guess,
yeah.
I would say 6'2", 6'3".
No.
Yeah,
oh.
He's probably about 6'2" and a half.
Oh my, that's my kryptonite.
And he's wearing flannel.
God damn it. He's straight.
He's got a nice little beard.
Okay.
Thick hair.
Oh, Jesus.
And you, it's love at first sight.
I can only imagine, yeah.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with the playing by
yeah.
the rules of someone else's game.
Yeah.
Too late for second guessing.
Okay.
Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. And then I turn and I say,
yeah.
Blair, are you okay?
Right.
And you say, I was like, you're levitating.
Was that out loud?
Yeah.
And I say, you were just levitating.
Oh, my God.
And we both take a minute. We're shocked.
We're shocked. I mean, we always knew that we had magical powers, but we never knew if anyone else would ever see them and if they were real.
I mean, and I say, you were literally defying gravity.
Oh, my God.
And the man says, is this the right place?
Oh, my God.
And I say, yes, it's the right place. And
yeah.
he says, I'm Wilson. I'm here to audition for Magician's Assistant.
Wow.
And I, and he auditions, okay?
Okay.
And it's fine. Oh. It's nothing. He's fine,
he's
but
okay.
You feel radiated, okay?
Yeah.
He leaves, Jesse, and then I say, levitate again. We need to work on your levitation.
Right.
You can,
of course.
And you try and you try and you try and you can't.
I can't.
And you just can't do it. And then we hear a knock on the door and it's Wilson again. And he says, oh, I'm sorry. I dropped something.
Oh.
I dropped my wallet.
Oh.
So he goes to get it. And then you look again and you're like, And if you dare to find me,
yeah,
look to the western sky. And you start rising again.
Oh my God.
And he grabs his wallet and then clicks the door and then you drop to the ground.
It's him.
And I say, Jesse, it's the love that's making you rise.
Oh my God. This makes sense that I've never been able to do before since I've never been in love.
Exactly. The magic power is love. It makes you
levitate. Wow.
And I say, well, we have to cast him.
Well, there's no other choice. Sure, he wasn't great, but he can make me levitate. So like that's a great assistant.
And that's what I'm looking for here.
Right.
Is somebody that can make you levitate.
Absolutely. So then this other guy comes in. Okay. I want you to picture this. He's like, has to be 6'2¾".
No.
Yes. Okay. And I want you to see this. He's got this curly dark hair, this very, very almost like nebbish vibe. Okay. We've got
like Ben Savage.
Yes. We've got circular glasses in a really hot way and a scruff. Okay. He comes in. He is nervous. He's a wreck. Okay. We're like, all right, my assistant position has been filled, but you can work with Flair. And he goes over and you're like, here, hold this. You give it to him. Okay. He drops everything. You're like, okay, I said to hold it. You start getting angry. Here's the thing, Chris, as you start to get angry, all the objects on the table start lifting up in the air. It's very Matilda-esque. What? It's very Matilda-esque, okay? And then, the guy whose name is Simon. Ow. Simon says...
I like that. I like that.
I like that. He says, I'm so sorry. He starts picking everything up. So you start calming down and everything starts to go back down. And I go, Flair, how did you do that? And you say, do what? And I said... Everything just lifted in the air, myself included.
And I say, like Matilda?
And I say, exactly like Matilda. Okay? And he goes, oh, Matilda, I love that movie. Remember Miss Trunchbull? And we're both like, we actually weren't addressing you in that moment. What is it, Simon? And he goes, okay. So you say, let's practice the disappearing act. So I'm going to go into this box. You're going to twirl around it. And then you're going to lift the top off, okay, and I'll be gone by then. And Simon's like, got it, okay. So you go into the box, he starts turning it, but does accidentally trip because he's just very clumsy and knocks you and the box over and you spill out and you're like, what did I say? And at that point, Chris, I kid you not, Simon goes into the air. Into the air, and I say,
into the unknown.
Into the unknown. And Simon says, into the unknown.
And we're like, okay, please don't hit higher notes than us.
Don't do that. It's actually disrespectful. So he says, sorry. And then I say, Flair, you need to calm down. You say, calm down. You just knocked me over. And I,
you need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
Stop being so loud.
Yeah, exactly. And as we're trying to get you to calm down by saying, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and look between your legs.
Let 2 a.m. and I'm still awake writing a song.
Yes.
Just breathe.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a calming scene.
And as we calm you down, Simon is slowly lowering to the ground. Okay. And I say, Simon, you got the part. And you go, what? And I say, you just made everything in this room levitate, including Simon. We need him. And you say, okay.
That klutz.
Exactly.
And then Simon has his solo song.
Simon has his solo song called
Life as a klutz.
Life as a klutz. It's very comedic. Life as a klutz isn't as great as you think. Life as a klutz is what people wanna wink.
But I'm always in pain.
Yeah.
I get stuck in the rain. And some people call me insane. Life as a klutz is not as good as it seems. And it's cute.
It's so cute. And he walks out. And the thing is, he's such a lovable energy. He really does. And so we say, let's get a Kraken. Okay. So we cut to the four of us working together. Okay. You've got Flair and Simon having a little trouble, but also every time Flair gets angry, some magical stuff happens. We've got glass shattering. We've got chandeliers falling. We've got curtains sort of wisping away. And then here I am. And, you know, Wilson makes a joke. And next thing I know, I'm laughing all the way to the rooftops. Have you ever seen Mary Poppins? Every time they laugh, they hit the ceiling. That's me now, okay? Because I'm trying to flirt.
Chim, chimney, chim, 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 chiroo.
Who? Exactly. And one of our favorite numbers comes on, and it's called How the Hell Do You Flirt? And that is a show stopper. And Simon and Wilson are frozen in time, and it's just Flair and Blair singing, How the Hell Do You Flirt? That's how it starts. Hey, Flair, how the hell do you flirt?
I'm supposed to know?
Well, I don't know, but I just realized as I stared into this god-like eyes, I have no idea how to flirt.
Well, let's talk flirting 101. This is an introductory course to flirting.
Flirting.
Okay, lesson number one. You want to lean on in and shake your little shoulders. You want to give a little wink with your eyes. Then you look down, start at the thighs. Keep on going down to the feet. And then you look back up and you give a little grin.
And then
I
say, like this? And I do it. It's like really not good. Okay? The wink looks, it's almost spastic. And I go like,
no, not like that.
Yeah.
Oh, flirting can be done a whole lot of ways, but that is definitely not one
way. And so as you're singing How to Flirt, I say, how the hell do you flirt? 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 How do I flirt?
And I say, what's the point? Neither of these guys will even look at us twice. They won't even take us out for food, not even rice.
Oy.
They wouldn't even save me against a villain, not even some mice. We end up leaving the stage pissed off, you know, but then the lights come back up and it's the two of them singing the same song.
I love that. Oh my.
How do you flirt? But it's deeper because it's,
yeah.
How do you flirt? Do you flirt? Do you flirt like this?
No. You gotta look her up and down. Maybe check out her chest. Don't let her see you check.
Let her see you look at her chest.
Exactly. Now with him, it's a little different. You wanna walk on over, pat him on the back and say, hey, bud, how are you?
But you also don't want to look at his chest because you might be self-conscious about his breast. But maybe if you play your cards right, you'll end up in the Flair family crest. Ooh.
How the hell do you flirt? How the hell do you flirt?
And then we come back on stage and they scurry off and I'm like, do you hear something?
Yeah.
And the audience is like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. And then it's the piano going, dun dun, and we pose. And we pose. Oh, and that actually takes us to intermission, which what I love about this show is it's very thematic. So all of the food for intermission is the food that we had in our clubhouse, which is all of our favorite candies. I'm talking Raisinets, okay? I'm talking a Heath bar, okay?
Bunch of crunch.
Bunch of crunch, baby. A bunch of crunch. I'm talking Reese's Pieces. You know what I'm saying.
Snack packs.
Yes, snack packs.
Capri Suns.
Capri Sun. And we're one of the only shows that sells Hocus Pocus gear.
Which is funny because it really has nothing to do with our show. Yeah.
But, you know, it's the we love it and so does the audience. So we come back right from intermission.
We come back from intermission.
Yeah.
And it's a rehearsing scene.
Mm.
And you and I overhear Wilson and
Simon
having a conversation about how they have crushes on us.
Oh my God.
And you turn to me and you say, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
And I say, I don't get it. And you say, I've never felt like this before.
Wow.
I've always been the second choice. I've never been the number one. I've never won the marathon. I've never gotten the lead in the play. I've never been taken out to dinner. I've never been wined or dined. I've just given fellatio on the second date.
Oh, this is a real biopic. Okay.
And then he overhears and he says, well, maybe this time you're my number one.
Wow.
Maybe this time you win that run.
Maybe this time.
I'll be lucky.
Maybe this time he'll stay.
Not a loser.
That's right.
Anymore like the last time.
And the time before.
Da 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 da. And Simon's playing the piano.
Yeah.
Da, da, da. Cause everybody,
yes,
they love a winner.
Yep.
So nobody loves me. Lady peaceful.
Yes.
Lady happy. That's what I long to be. And then I say, stop.
Yeah.
What does this have to do with me?
Right.
And you say, can't you let me have this moment?
Can't I have this one moment?
And I say, I just don't want to be left behind.
Mm.
And I do a number about being left behind.
Oh my God. That one might be one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's really good.
Don't leave me behind.
Don't you leave me lonely tonight.
Don't leave me behind.
Don't leave me this way.
Yeah, and you go all by myself. I don't want to be.
There were nights when the wind was so cold.
That's right.
But my body froze in bed and I just listened to it right outside the window.
Ooh, Simon's on the keys.
And so we just keep going back and forth with different going. Celine Dion songs yep. or similar.
Near, far, wherever you are, don't
you
leave
gave me
behind. Me
life yeah. when you know you got it.
You got it. You guys got it.
I drove all night to get to you.
Yeah.
And Celine is actually a friend of ours, so yes. that's why we include so much of it.
Oh yeah, we had the rights. Thank God. So
now we're all we sang all the Celine.
Yeah.
That we did, and then Simon turns to me and he says. Yeah. What about us?
Oh.
What about tenderness?
Oh my God.
What about kisses when I'm happy?
Yes.
What about love when I fall? You said you would be the story for me.
Oh.
That I can believe in forever, but what about? And I just melt.
Oh my God, who does that?
Because I mean, he is singing, some might say, a version of The Color Purple.
But when you see a nebbish man have pipes, it's like, okay, didn't know you had that in you.
Didn't know I had that in me. So I'm like, or in him, and I'm shocked, and I say, what? And he's like, it's you. It's always been you.
Oh my God.
You complete me.
Oh my God.
And I say, this is someone that knows that I love romantic films and
everybody
being repeated
knows
lines
that.
To it.
Oh my God.
And so we start kissing.
You start
okay,
kissing.
And
yeah.
everything levitates around me, but then crashes to the ground.
Oh.
And I say, what? And he says, he sings it, actually,
oh.
that my levitation, like Matilda, can only come from anger.
Wow.
And since I'm filled with love.
Oh, Lord.
He, you know. And I say, well, I'm only worried about one thing levitating anymore.
And I say, what?
And him and I look at each other and say,
yeah,
ask your mom.
That's right. Oh, good one.
And so then he and I walk off. And then you say, I guess this is a one-woman show now.
Wow. I guess
but
it
then
is.
Then Winslow says,
Wilson?
Wilson. But then Wilson says, you gave me wings to
oh.
It touched my heart. I can touch the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You can
my life.
You gave me strength when I feel weak. Lifting me up like I couldn't reach. And it's just stunning.
Oh, stunning.
And you look, and he's looking, and you're levitating. You're rising.
Yeah.
And you say, I'm afraid to lose my power if I fall in love. And he says, you could never lose power. With the power of love, you'll never lose anything.
Oh, my God. And he's right.
Because he starts levitating as well.
Oh my God.
So now you're both raised above the stage.
Wow.
Spinning.
Making out, I'm
always
assuming.
Always spinning. Oh. Kissing. Kissing and spinning.
I'm always spinning and spinning and never winning. And I'm spinning. But then it's romantic.
And now it's so now it's spinning. I'm finally spinning.
Oh my God.
I've finally found my space spinning.
Oh.
I feel like I'm finally winning.
Oh.
And so it really comes full circle.
It really does. And it's spinning.
And you guys slowly lower to the stage.
Oh my God.
And there's just uproarious applause.
I can't imagine.
We forgot there was even an audience.
Oh yeah. Who would remember that when you're in the air spinning?
Spinning.
My God.
And making out with a 6'2" man.
Like, hello.
And so it's very, the crowd is just, they thought they were getting a haphazard magic show.
Wow.
And they got the love musical of a lifetime.
Of a lifetime.
And, you know, a year later,
yeah,
we're on Broadway.
Absolutely. We have to be.
And we're all there. It's just beautiful, you know?
Yeah. Stunning.
The curtain drops, the curtain rises. It's been a year. And during the credits, do you know what plays, Jesse?
I can't even imagine.
It's a half screen credits. The other half is us accepting our Tony Awards.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What do you say? What's your speech?
I say thank you so much to everyone, especially Blair, my friend Blair, my husband Simon, with whom none of this would be possible, to my friend Celine Dion for giving us songs, and she waves from the audience. And I say, we'll see you in about 6 months for part two. And then I turn and I say, I'm fine, and walk off.
And the show is called
The Power of Love.
Done.
I mean,
stunning. Honestly stunning.
So good.
Oh my God. I want to see that now.
Me too. I want to star in it. I want to sing and I want to make out while floating.
Absolutely. You know what? I bet if we did it, there's no other way to make out. Once you've been weightless and you're making out, it's like I never want to go back.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that could be really fun. Do you remember making out? Because I barely do.
No. No idea. Couldn't tell you how to do it.
Don't know how.
All right, Jesse, you ready for our last segment?
I am ready.
It's time for
Praise to the Praises, yeah.
Okay, guys, this review comes from Allison.
Ooh.
She says, loves it.
Aww.
This is one of the only podcasts that I listen to that I laugh out loud. Aww. I was recently listening to your show in public and was laughing so much that I was glad to be wearing a mask so I didn't look like a lunatic. I am a middle child, so I completely relate to both Chris and Jesse.
Aww.
I recently got my BFF youngest child, who wishes she was a middle. Not a good idea to wish that, to listen, and she has become obsessed. We could listen to Chris speak all day, every day. Oh, that's very nice of you to say. Thank you. I really relate to the embarrassing stories of the week because I have several embarrassing moments that keep me awake at night 20 years after they happened. Mm. You two are the highlight of my day on an otherwise dreaded Monday.
Aww.
I mean, Allison is the type of person
who
calls up her friends and say, listen, just because we come from different backgrounds, you're youngest and I'm the middle,
right,
does not mean that we can't go out and have the best time. And I'll DD, I'll do whatever you need to do to have a good time.
You know? I love that. I mean, if you think that Allison doesn't walk into a bar and say, water for everyone on me, you're crazy.
And then when someone dumps water on her as a second part of the joke, she still thinks it's funny.
Yeah, because she's got a great sense of humor. She says,
I guess I asked for it.
Yeah. She's always got toothpicks in her purse, okay? She's got mints in her bag. She's got gum. And she is happy to help any single person who needs it. She'll hold the door for you. And if you don't say thank you, she'll say you're welcome. And I always appreciate someone who does that, because sometimes we all need a reminder that manners are wonderful.
Come first.
They come first.
Allison, you're an icon and we love you.
We love you, girl.
And we love all of you guys, okay? And we hope to see you at our live virtual show on September 2nd.
Yep.
Tickets are on sale, okay? You can find the link in the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. We will also be posting it on our Instagram Middle Children Podcast.
Yep.
And of course, you can find us if you need more episodes on patreon.com/middlechildren.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Also, don't forget to nominate your friends or whoever for Middle Child of the Week. You know, we love that. So keep nominating. We really love reading them and sharing. How fun is that?
And please rate, review, and subscribe, because we love the reviews and we need them to keep pouring in. Okay, we're really trying to hit 1,000.
Yeah, we got to hit 1,000, because once we hit 1,000, Chris and I are going to do something so insane, no one will believe it.
Yeah, which we'll let you know soon.
We will let you know once we think of it. And also, if you have any suggestions, write in the Facebook group. We'll take a peek.
Until then. Live life like you're the oldest.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.